Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News with a noon hour on this November 2nd. I'm Joshua Chang. It's weather in Southern California. A cold front is bringing gusty winds and rough seas to the region. A wind advisory is in effect from 3 p.m. this afternoon to midnight tonight, with winds reaching 35 mph late this afternoon. Forecasts of heavy rain from the looming El Niño are causing winter homeless shelters to open about a month early this year. The first rain is expected to arrive this afternoon. The LA River is considered a high-risk area for flooding, prompting action from government agencies and nonprofit organizations. Chris Ipson of LA's Emergency Management Department says special emergency response teams are hitting areas known to have a lot of homeless people.
We found that law enforcement, when they show up on scene and try and get the homeless to move, hasn't worked very well. They're very resistant to that. So we have teams that are already building relationships with the homeless. We're mapping them.
Ipson says if you know of a homeless encampment, you can let the city know by calling 311. A brutal beating of an Uber driver was caught on camera in Orange County. Reporter Xinyu Zhang has the story.
The video shows a drunk rider arguing with the Uber driver. The passenger starts attacking his Uber driver after the driver asks him to leave the vehicle. Uber part-time driver Sina Hudgens has been driving for 5 months in Los Angeles, and she says driving safety is a real concern.
And, you know, being a woman as a driver and driving at night in LA, it's a little bit scary, I guess, but I've been lucky enough to not have anything that I felt like my safety was truly in danger.
The Uber driver who was attacked, Edward Cabin, successfully used his pepper spray to defend himself. Sina Hudgens says she has pepper spray in her car as well and plans to do more precautions.
I keep pepper spray in my car. I've had other riders suggest, you know, filming just as, you know, kind of documenting what kind of experiences I've had and what type of conversations have come up.
The rider is now facing assault and public intoxication charges. Xinyu Zhang, Annenberg Radio News.
Bill Cosby and his former lawyer Martin Singer will be questioned by lawyers representing supermodel Janice Dixon. Judge Debrie Weintraub ordered Cosby and Singer to appear for questioning before November 25th. Dixon previously sued Cosby in May for defamation, claiming Cosby's lawyers damaged her reputation by denying Cosby's drugging and raping her 30 years ago. Dixon's allegations also include false light invasion of privacy, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and unspecified damages. Bill Cosby and his former lawyer Martin Singer will be questioned by lawyers representing supermodel Janice Dickinson. Judge Debrie Weintraub ordered Cosby and Singer to be deposed before November 25th. Dickinson previously sued Cosby in May for defamation, claiming Cosby's lawyers damaged her reputation by denying Cosby's drugging and raping her 30 years ago. Dickinson's allegations also include false light invasion of privacy, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and unspecified damages.
Who gets the refund and how much, or who was underbilled and by how much, with no oversight. So we believe that the city leaders, that Mayor Garcetti and City Attorney Mike Fuhrer, should really put a lot of pressure on all the parties to set aside a disagreement and actually negotiate one that's pro-consumer and not breathtakingly anti-consumer.
The consumer watchdogs and affected consumers are working together to create an effective settlement. Mallory Jesser, Annenberg Radio News.
Today marks the 15th anniversary of astronauts and cosmonauts living together on the International Space Station. Reporter Mahima Verma has more.
On November 2, 2000, the first astronauts arrived at the International Space Station, becoming the first humans to actually live in space. Since then, more than 200 people from around the world have visited the space station. Six astronauts currently live and work there. Right now, they're testing the effects of long-term space visits on the human body. Their data will be used for possible human visits to Mars. 16 countries collaborated in 1998 to build the International Space Station. The station weighs about 1 million pounds and is the size of a football field. If you look up at the right time, you can sometimes see it hurtling through the night sky. Mahima Verma, Annenberg Radio News.
That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. I'm Joshua Chang.
Bye.